The secrets of charisma, what is it today? Passion. What's passion do? It's a transfer of pure energy. And when we look at the four different sections we'll be focusing on, we know that passion is part of your presence. Great passion, great presence. John Maxwell that said, he's a leadership expert, a great leader's courage to fulfill his vision comes from passion, not position. The blind spot for most people is tapping into their true passion. Many confuse hype, extra caffeine, or excitement with passion. Passion is not running around and bouncing around like a new puppy dog. True passion radiates and captivates and does not need to be forced. When your audience feels a forced or unrealistic hype, it will repel them. You'll be seen as fake, and it will decrease your ability to influence. Tap into your true passion, and it will influence others to your point of view. Just because something excites you does not mean you radiate passion. Make sure you're radiating true passion, not false enthusiasm. So research telling us, when two persuaders, they have very different incomes, are compared with similar intelligence, similar core competence, and the same persuasion skills, the biggest difference between high and low income is passion. The followers of a charismatic leader behaviors are described as awe, inspiration, and empowerment. Enthusiasm and emotions are catching. And when you possess passion, you have a sense of mission that drives you, stimulates your imagination, and motivates you to higher levels of achievement. So what are we talking about here? People who know where they are going are able to captivate, are passionate, and are charismatic. You can tell when you meet them and when they enter a room. People are drawn to them because deep down people want to be passionate about something, and when they see passion in your eyes, you become charismatic. They sense you can help them improve their lives. This does not guarantee everyone will like you, but they will respect you for your conviction and passion. You see, passion is very contagious. When you transfer this passion, the people around you start to radiate that passion. They perform better. If it is at work, it is no longer work. They become more proactive, more willing to work as a team, and become more optimistic. When you have tapped into this passion, you become more determined, and it increases your persistence. It starts to become a burning desire and consumes you, and it radiates to others. Word of caution, just because you're passionate does not mean you can forego learning the skills you need to be successful. It is a critical piece of the charisma pie, but you need more pieces of the pie to radiate powerful, long-lasting charisma. More than anything else, passion recruits the hearts and minds of your audience. Charismatics radiate heartfelt passion. When your audience can sense your passion and sincere conviction for your cause, they will emotionally jump on board. We all love people who are excited and filled with believable passion for their subject. Passion is critical to influencing others and transmitting charisma. When you have passion for something, you want to let everyone know about it. You want to convert as many people to your cause as possible, and when someone disagrees with you, you are not swayed by their opinions. When you have passion, you have a sense of mission that drives you, stimulates your imagination, and motivates you to higher levels of success. Enthusiasm falls under the umbrella of passion. Remember, it can be possible to be enthusiastic without having passion. Passion, however, always includes a heartfelt enthusiasm. Enthusiasm is described as a strong excitement or feeling on behalf of a cause. You have probably seen charismatics who give off enthusiasm. It is in their faces and their demeanor. They are undeniably motivated, and it creates sparks of curiosity in their audience. Enthusiasm not only reduces worry and fear, but it also creates confidence, compassion, and a synchronization between you and your audience. Application? Those with charisma increase enthusiasm by gaining insight and knowledge about their subject. They have developed a true belief in what they do. Believe in yourself and your message, and enthusiasm will be expressed in all that you do. On the flip side, fake enthusiasm, unrealistic hype, and false energy destroy charisma. You can enhance your charisma by doing the following. Always maintain your credibility. Be sincere in all your interactions. Always be connecting with others. Always be authentic. Maintain constant confidence. John Wooden is a great example of passion. Everyone around him, especially his players, felt his passion. He was UCLA's basketball coach during the team's greatest era. He would recruit raw talent, demand they practice hard, and he would provide the passion, enthusiasm, and inspiration. His teams won 665 games in 27 seasons and 10 NCAA titles during his last 12 seasons. His teams hold the record for winning streaks at 88 and had incredible four perfect seasons. He never made more than $35,000 a year, but his passion and impact on the fans and his players will last a lifetime. He had loved what he was doing and proved passion is a critical element of success. The key? Find your passion. Tapping into your passion in many ways is like sculpting. You're getting a little closer each time you take a chip off the sculpture. Sometimes we find our passion by finding things we don't want to do. Start experimenting with different tasks, topics, and get to know other people. You don't know if you like the food unless you're willing to take a bite. Read more, join more clubs, and spend more time on personal development in those areas that might be worthy of your passion. You cannot be passionate about something if you don't know anything about it. In fact, educating yourself about a topic is a great way to increase your passion about it. Here's the question. I want you to think about it right now. When it comes to what you're doing with your life, are you singing a song and really feeling it, or are you just singing the words? In other words, are you just going through the motions? Think about it.